Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you, Father. Hey! Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need you to be sensitive, because we are not alone. The Lord is amongst us as a mighty warrior. I want us to read one verse or two verses of the scripture in Matthew chapter 7. I'm from verse 7 to 8. Let's rise on our feet. Let's read the scriptures. Matthew chapter 7.
Alagbara lo lorun wa agbara bara bara yepo agbara agbagbara lo lorun wa agbara 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 yepo agbara. I sang that song, you may not know, but you will know very soon. Matthew 7. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receive it. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Please take your seats. Thank you, Lord. Now, the first thing I want to, the first part of this message, and I need your full attention. None of our children should move around. And I want you to take us much notes or just scribble down somewhere as much as possible, because you would think you heard me, but you did not hear me. The presence of the Lord is the foundational principle, the framework on which every spiritual structure
and superstructure rest on.
The presence of the Lord, or if you like, the availability of God's presence, is the structure, framework, upon which anything that God will do, will rest on. But the presence of God does not operate in isolation. There is another programming language that is being used to conscript or code what we refer to as God's presence. It doesn't just show up everywhere. And I came to announce to you, if you're a member of this church or you're listening online, one of the things you must know is how to organically invite God's presence into any situation. You must learn it. You must know it. You must master it. God's presence is not an accident. Except where it is a function of his prerogative. God's manifestation in any place or time or situation is not by accident. Two principles that you must engage is the principle of heartfelt worship, heartfelt praise. And when I talk about heartfelt praise, I'm not talking about singing. I'm talking about singing from your belly. I'm not talking about singing or expressing your worship because you like a song. That song must rise from your inside. And that's why the response will be different. That's why you notice that you can be in a church, you will listen to two songs, but you will to a song, and two people will have different experience. Are you with me? Are you still here? Fortunately, the atmosphere of God's presence is the only legitimate landscape where God can build, create, make. When you say, God, give me a new kidney, God will say, you need one element that you are lacking on. You are lacking in. You need the presence of God in a particular measure. Because the glory of God can be revealed in measures. There is a dimension of God's glory when it comes upon us here. The unction to teach will suddenly be made available. There is an unction of, there's a dimension of God's glory when it comes upon a man. All of a sudden, he becomes beautiful. Everything around him becomes attractive. People want to come around you. They may not even know why. There is a dimension of God's glory when it comes upon you. Whatever you do, will succeed. The glory is the answer you have been looking for. Are you still here? Don't sleep, oh. Because there were prophets in the Bible who saw the glory of God and they dozed off. So sleeping is a consequence of the glory. However, it's a bad response. Because Peter slept. And when he woke up, he started asking stupid questions. But the questions he asked were not really stupid, but they were outdated. The software has made significant progress. This program, this product has made significant advancement. You are trying to take us back. The man said, can we build three temples? Do you know that in Israel now, that same mountain, there are three temples there. There's a temple there. That thing that Jesus discouraged Peter from, it has been built. You see, if you got certain instructions while standing in God's presence, you cannot sustain it any other way. You must teach your children. This is how we got here as a family. You cannot change the rules. I, your father, the reason why you are proud to bear my name, these were the things the Lord put in my hands. You must continue to walk in them. That is how covenant becomes generational. Oh, are you here? It's not for you to say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Isaac has refused to do what his father did. Or Jacob thinking that he can slave for a wife for 14 years. In this family, we don't slave for wives. If you want to go about it your way, you will do 14 years. 14 years, enough time for you to have gone to the university, gotten a PhD, and almost become an associate professor. But he loved the woman. See this thing called love. When a man loves a woman, our next love program, that will be the title. When a man loves a woman. So the first thing that happens to him is that he stopped thinking well. The availability of God's presence is a sign of God's approval. When God visits a man in his glory, it's a sign that he still has something to do with you. Don't be happy if for the last 6 months God has not paid you a visit in any way. You don't have anything to be proud about. Even if he gave you a Lamborghini. Because to the children of Israel, he gave them miracles. But to Moses, he revealed himself to him. What do you think matters? We have been on this mountain and today is the 15th day. Why some people are still staring at the calendar, hoping that next Sunday, we come on time. Some of us are asking, Lord, are there any spiritual treasures that we can quickly accumulate within 7 days? And the Lord said, why don't you ask me? Ask me. Don't be afraid. Ask me. And I'll tell you, maybe I should leave this for another time. If not, I will tell you why many prayers are not answered. But let's leave that for another time. Because a lot of us have been asking. But if we are sincere, we know God is not answering us. So, and God is also not denying that he's not answering you. He's not afraid of you. You must prioritize God's presence in your life because anything starting from that which can be created is tied to his presence. And you find that in Genesis chapter 1 that the Lord had to deploy the Holy Spirit to over the face of the deep, releasing his presence over the earth so that he will be able to recreate it. If you lose everything in your life and you still find that God's presence is in your life, you have not lost anything. Yeah. Can I also tell you, if you are 6 years old, 7 years old, 15 years old, you are already a candidate to experience the glory of the Lord. My first experience with the glory of the Lord was January 23, 1993. That was my first experience. And that was the day I now decided I would be a Christian. Because what I saw, I know, I will follow this one. You cannot make consistent progress in your walk with God if there is no test. Are you with me? If there is no test, if there is no driver, sometimes you want to install a certain program in your computer and your IT officer will say, I need to install certain drivers. Is that not so? Uh-huh. The thing is there, but it can't function. So then you have heard drivers, but that's the only thing you know. You don't know what maybe it's the Uber driver that brought you this morning to the office or the one that you fought with last week. Which of the drivers? He said, don't worry. I will call him now. Then he runs maybe the system as an administrator and begins to download certain things. The moment he begins to download the drivers, you will realize you have never met this driver before. Because the words and the things that will be popping up on your screen, you will just find, you will just step. Has the IT officer ever walked to a stem and you stepped back for him and left him with the computer? I went to eat. Come on, are you still here? When you finish, call me. When you are true. Or you go and start talking to your friend. Because where we are now, I am an illiterate. It's the same thing with spiritual matters. You may be educated at this level, but when God begins to introduce you to new things, you will realize that you are an illiterate. But the goal is not for you to run back. It's for you to stay there and keep staring at it. Because as you behold, you become. Hallelujah. As you behold, initially you see the Lord, you say, this one. But you hang around. All of a sudden you can realize, you begin to identify certain characters. Lord, what is this? What is this? You begin to learn by observation. Then you become proficient. You become a master. But if you are thinking that something will just happen to you now and you will become like Ayo Babalola, you might be lucky. However, what I'm showing you is the scientific process. There's a process. Apart from the exception, there's a process. So I've talked about a few things. Please, can you remind me? What? You didn't write. So, talk to me, Jare. Yes, I talked about two, and I didn't finish that. The tool of heartfelt worship. It's not just worship. Heartfelt. When you get to heartfelt, one of the signs you will find is that you will be able to worship him without instrument. Are you with me? Because sometimes some of you are already on the right path, but you are not conscious of the checkers, the markers, things to look for to confirm to you that you are on the right path. Have you ever woken up with a song as you are waking up? It might not even be a regular song. It might just be a song your mother used to sing when you were very young. Maybe she was a prayerful person. You will just wake up with your mom in your mind and the way she was sweeping and she'll be dancing. Hello, Nemo. That's the song. You will just, and that song will become like a trigger. You will suddenly begin to feel as if God's presence. Are we together? Am I the only one? Now, what you are supposed to have done is to have gone to the Lord to ask, Lord, this type of experience, how can I sustain it? Because as casual as it may sound, not everybody has it. Not everybody can tell you, oh, this is how to keep this kind of experience. This is how to grow in it. And I'm telling you that the way you woke up that morning is to tell you that before you opened your eyes, God was already in that room with you. And that was why a song came out. If you study the book of Revelations, one of the things you will find is that many of the times they were about to break into a new realm, you will hear the angels start singing. Are you with me? See, and they sang a new song. You will hear them sing something in the book of Revelations, suggesting to you that songs can be a clear marker. Something that tells you that the seasons are about to change. Sometimes when you are praying and you are praying and you have been praying so hard about a matter, all of a sudden a song will just rise. That song that rises in that prayer is a guide to tell you that this is where you have now gotten to in this prayer. You must learn how to gauge spiritual activity. That's what I'm talking to you about. And if you're in this church, you have to know all these things. This is what makes you different from someone that just shouts amen, amen, amen. Can shout amen and you'll be the one working against your miracle. Are you learning something? The presence of the Lord rests on the strength of worship. Secondly, it rests on the substructure of the word of God. I'm talking about the glory of God. The glory of God rests on heartfelt worship. I'm talking about for you as a person. How to deploy it. How to begin to learn and master it. Are you with me? Hey, They've gone no more. Are you still here? Okay, maybe I should allow you just go through life. Then when you finally learn it, we'll come back and talk. Because some of you are not realizing that spiritual things can be manipulated. Yes. Spiritual things can be enhanced, taken back, manipulated, assisted. If you know what to do. One of the ways to manipulate spiritual things is by the law of faith. And we'll get there. I'm going to put so many things in this message. So if you fall under the anointing now, you're on your own. Nobody will pick you up. This is the wrong time. Don't fall. And if you see your neighbor dozing off, it is not the Lord. It is the enemy. So you must assist, as you are listening to me, assist your neighbor. That's it. Your laughter is a witness. It's a witness. Amen. When the Lord appeared to Moses and he began to manifest in his glory, the first thing that Moses observed that God started speaking, I am the Lord, the most merciful. Do you remember? We read that scripture a few Sundays ago. God started speaking. One of the ways to hold the weight of glory that has been bequeathed to you is to find scriptures. Oh. Is to find scriptures. Hey, I'm looking for how to say it too. It sounds very simple, but it's not simplistic. When the Lord reveals himself to you, because sometimes you may not know why God is not showing up. He's trying to protect you because you can't do it. Now I am equipping you that there are two weapons you must hold on your left and on your right. The scripture says in the book of Psalms, it says when we enter his praise, his presence, we must do it with what? Praise. And into his courts with praise. Thanksgiving and praise. You are coming before the Lord. You can be hindered by spirits if you don't meet the requirement. But you will not see the spirit. What you will just notice is that you are praying, but as though there is a roadblock. You are unable to pray beyond the level. What you will just notice is that you cannot pray beyond the level. And you've been there for 7 days. What I am telling you is that there is a way to come before the king. And nobody will shift that law for you. When the Lord said to us in the book of Hebrews, he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly means come with praise. Come with, don't come like you are the one that gathered all of us. Hey, who are you? Hey, my people, how are you? Angel, what's that your name again? I forgot. You'll be thrown out. When Isaiah saw the Lord, the first thing he saw about the Lord was his holiness. The only thing that can manage and make your operating system compatible with the glory of God that you see is worship. So when you notice that you are beginning to pray and you notice the atmosphere begin to shift, move to worship mode. Move to pray, and it must be heartfelt. That means it must come from within you. Are you still here? Now, when we talk about the word of God, we must understand that God has elevated his what? More than his name. What did God reveal to, Moses? He said, by my name, Jehovah. The people, your people, your fathers did not know me. However, as powerful as that name is, there is a back-end JavaScript or C++ programming language that was written. The reason why the name of Jesus is so powerful and effective is because there is a back-end program of the word of God that is coded. Which means if I want to bring a request, when the Lord says, ask and you shall receive, what that means is that I must first of all identify the request, then I must identify what God says about that request in the word of God. Scripture. That means you cannot pray effectively without scripture. Have you gone home? We must begin to raise a generation that are spiritually intelligent. And believe me, this can be you. I went for a meeting. It was one of the biggest churches in Nigeria. I was invited to speak there. And a lady was... It was a worship meeting. I know the way we do concerts and worship, there could be like 25 music ministers. This is how I sat down. One artist, one group after the other. And then they called this lady. I knew the lady many years ago, but I was seeing after a long time. She got up on the stage, held the mic. She did not even look as qualified as those who sang before her. Listen to me. Your encounter with God will reflect in your ministry. She was going to sing a Yoruba song that our parents used to sing. She picked up the mic. I was on my seat watching because I was going to be invited probably after her. I just heard. And it was as though the instrumentalists, God had prepared them. It's as though they discussed about the pace of the song. It was not what any of us were thinking. We just said, Oluwam baby, tatij. Hey! It was a song we already knew. But the moment she raised that song, the power of God just swept. The power of God swept everybody down their face. It was as though God said, yeah, all of you bow down, worship me. But the moment that song means, that the Lord remains as he used to be. The way our fathers knew him, the way Gideon, the way Abraham knew, that the Lord is still like that. The second line of the song says, we have refused to worship him the way our fathers. So when she just shut her eyes, raised her head, and began to sing the song. Oh, and the basis was on fire. Ah! That basis was on fire. Oh my God. By the time she finished, I said, if this, I traveled all the way. I wasn't living in Lagos then. Somewhere around Lagos can be very confusing. Somewhere around Apapa, somewhere I think. Abulegba. I'm changing my mind. I said Abulegba. So scrap the Apapa. It's not. Not Apapa, Abulegba. It's a redeemed church in Abulegba. My God. That girl came with her presence. By the time she stepped down, the anointing was everywhere. I know it was the anointing, it was glory. That was the day I knew the difference between the glory and the anointing. Yes. The anointing is a functionality. The glory is a weight. When it comes into a place, you will feel the heaviness in the atmosphere. You won't need to touch people for them to fall under the anointing. It's not just even the falling. It's the experience. You just know the Lord. That the glory comes with the knowledge. The Lord is here. That's the glory. These are things you have to rehearse. You have to engage with God on your own. Find those treasure points in God. Because the day David will face Goliath, there will be no time to charge his battery. You must have perfected that dimension. And you can simply tell them, I just need a few stones. Where do you have clean water here? Where do you have clean water here? What is he looking for? The giant is over there. Say, I'm coming. The water is clear, signifying the pure ministry of the word of God. The stone signifying revelation that you get when you stay with the Lord. Pick. Only that which is a revelation to you can you deploy. And this is another matter. Because when you say you quote the word of God, then it takes us into another broad field, the logos and the rhema. The logos is very powerful, which suggests that I can take any scripture that God has already established his purpose, for instance, over my health or my prosperity. And I don't know why some people have a problem with Christians being rich. It seems to me that the world doesn't mind if some young boy, some young musician interviews a master's degree holder because he has money, or somebody who is just supposed to, you just have a Lamborghini or three of them. It doesn't matter to the world, but the moment you say you are in Christ, how did you get the money? Is your money missing? Did you go to the bank and they said you did a transfer to me? Why are you behaving like a neophyte? Our kingdom has provisions for prosperity. The scripture teaches, say, through prosperity shall my kingdom spread forth its borders, which means there are areas the gospel will not get to if there's no money. And money is just one item in the department of prosperity. You must know how to cultivate the presence of the Lord. The moment God begins to reveal himself to you, thank God for Google is for millennials. ChatGPT, Grok 3, Grok 4. I think GPT-05 is about to come out. 6 is already in the works. So, while you are praying, turn on your data. The Lord will begin to minister certain scriptures to your heart. Those scriptures are not coming to you by accident. It is the wind of the Holy Spirit that is bringing them. You must be armed to write. Armed to write. Just imagine that John was on the island of Patmos without the writing material. Just imagine. Half of that revelation would have been lost. See, I'm in the spirit, I can't write. No, if you're in the spirit, you will write. Because the moment the spirit of God came, he said, that which thou seest, write. If you find that anytime you are in the spirit, you cannot carry out any other human function, you need to quickly begin to pray in tongues to upgrade. That operating system is for spiritual GSS1 students. God must be able to talk to you even if you are having a vision. If you are in front of a computer, God can take you away for 2 minutes and give you a download of 5 hours. It is a small matter for the Lord. Yes. It's a small matter. Tina, your spirit is elastic. It can accommodate glory. Your spirit is elastic. People will want to associate with you. They will not know why. It's the glory. You will just be laughing because you know why. So if someone says to you, I don't want you to pray, I don't want you, always going to, you will be laughing. That is what is growing this business. I had a video on my, I see weird things online. I have a video of a car dealer's workshop, or maybe where they manufacture cars in China. China, yeah. And before they opened to release the fleet of cars, I saw a Buddhist monk came there with his anointing oil. The one you paid 100 million for, 70 million for. You now sat in the car, you post. A Buddhist monk sat on that seat first. The man sat in the car, made incantations, anointed all the cars. They not say, I don't spoil the paint. Spoil it. We will repaint it. And then somebody commented on that post and they say, Chinese people don't pray. That's the comment. They say they don't serve God. There is no advancement in life that is not powered by spirits. Don't be deceived. Your academic structure and knowledge will get you to a point. At some point, you will need spirits to help you. How did Pastor Alibe get his PhD? It was spirit. Because even him and his supervisor were stuck. They didn't know how to solve that. I think his PhD is in hydrodynamics, in mathematics. The professor got stuck. He got stuck. Then one day in the morning, the Lord said, showed him a scripture in the Old Testament and used it to explain that thing. And that's how he got his PhD. I came to tell you, God understands chemistry. That feeling you're having for that girl, God can take it away. That feeling you're having for that boy, God can tamper with it. Because it is him that worketh in us both to will and to do. He can go back and using the administrator right and remove your affection for that which is ungodly. But you have to stay in his presence. If you are in love with the wrong person, the solution is not to say, I'll stay away from him. I'll say, go back into the manufacturing room and say, Lord, please, there are system errors here. Grant him admin right. You begin to pray. By the time you come out of that room, Chike will look like a normal human being to you. Say, I love him, I just can't help it. You can help it. Can you pray for 3 hours? This is the crux of the matter. Because spiritual functions can be learned. High-end spiritual functions will require more time. Most people say they don't have time. That's why you carry out certain functions and then you now notice that you begin to struggle because your energy, your battery can't carry out that function. You need the word of God. When God begins to reveal himself to you, begin to capture scriptures. Scriptures are what establishes that what you are hearing is true. And if what you are hearing has no scriptural background, then it's not God. You don't need to pray. Now, let's read very quickly. Are you still here? Matthew chapter 7. Now, Pastor David talked about this a few months ago. I also spoke about it. But I want to show you something else here. Because God's word is new every morning. So this one we are reading now. This revelation was brought in the morning. Yes. And let me tell you, I'm sorry to say what I'm about to say. I find that Christians whose roles, like what they do in life, involves critical thinking. Like you want to carry out a function, you think. Can we do it like, or programmers, or IT, or your work involves something that involves critical, or even as a lawyer, yeah. Because a bad lawyer will send you to prison. Not the judge, a bad lawyer. How many of you remember the case between PDD and PDD versus the world? You know he didn't lose the case. Despite, oh my God. We need to talk about that one. We need to talk. The evidences, there was no, the people that came out to speak against that man, the judge was supposed to become emotional and send that man to the Gulitun or go and suffer. I was shocked too. They said the guy no guilty. Meanwhile, you have condemned him. When you saw the evidence, Brabimbo came out, Pastor Winger came out. All of us say, he cannot make it. His pastor rejected him. All these people. He's not coming back to this street. Only for us to see them with Lamborghini driving the rich people. That my sister, no be rich people. Nobody wins any case in court based on emotions. The judge knows he did it. Evidence. Oh, he videoed me while I was in his house without permission. He's in his private property. Technicalities can be used to win a case. That's why the scripture tells us, bring forth your strong reasons. Because there are certain times, it may not be God saying no to you. It may not even be the enemy. But your reasons are not valid. They are not strong enough. Have you ever written an assignment? Okay, for those of us who did postgraduate, have you ever submitted an assignment and your professor said to you, your argument is weak? He's not saying it's not valid, though. This one will not win the case. You want to pitch an idea to a client? Apart from invoking emotions, when the person sees you, the person has to know that if I don't buy this Ankara from you, I will not get it like this anyway. And it's not about the price. It's about the value. Value exchange. This is what I'm giving. This is what I'm giving. If you have to pay for this alone, you will pay a particular amount. If you have to pay for this, I'm giving you together and you are paying this. It's a value proposition. Go and sleep over it. Pray. But you know in your heart, you will not get this anywhere. If you are my software developer, you have access to the MDCU. Other companies, send email to admin. info@itfortheuniverse.com.org or whatever. Somebody will respond to your mail. But if whatever you are dealing with, you can just call them. My MD, this thing. Okay, my people will get on it. You have access. That's what you are paying for. You win on technicality. Father, this is why my mother must not die. You made her a promise that I would be a man of God. She has not seen me in my glory. You made me a promise that the curse over my family has been broken. I want her to see it before she dies. It's not a case of, is it God's will or not? It's a case of strong argument. Bring forth your strong reasons. Which means sometimes you must understand the category of prayer you are about to go into. Is it a high-level prayer or a low-level prayer? If there are high-level prayers, you must prepare your case before you start praying. How can you do that without scripture? How can you even begin to present your case if they don't allow you to come inside the court? I hope you know that when the court is in session, you can't come in except you are invited. You can't just come here and say, I'm late. Abi, the judge is already seated. Except maybe you're a witness or somebody very important. You just drag Shekpe. You mistakenly entered the courtroom. Hello, what are you looking for? I say, pick him up. Do you know that even being seated in the courtroom, you can be charged for contempt of court and sent to 3 months, go and enjoy with all your boys that are at the backyard. And you may be a lawyer. So, I'm talking about high-level transactions. You must prepare your case, prepare the argument that can come out from that matter. Father, nobody in this family has lived up to 70 years. Father, nobody in this family has attained this level. We want to break that cycle. And the Lord said, why? You must sit down. You don't pray first. You sit down. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. The first prayer is for help on how to channel your argument. And that one can take 3 days. And you have been fasting. These are things we must learn now. Because the day you start doing businesses in $100,000, $1 million, you need to have mastered the way these things work. Because most likely, nobody at your level there will understand that level of transaction. For you, the Lord may say to you, anytime you are stuck in your organization, anytime you have hit a brick wall, even though I spoke to you, you know sometimes God can speak to you, and you may just find that you are stranded at some point. It's as though the word has expired. Who knows what I'm talking about? The word of God doesn't expire. But you just notice that you have hit a brick wall now. And between you and all those in your inner circle, we don't know what to do. And the Lord can, because sometimes God will give you certain things that are for you. For you. The Lord could just tell that anytime you get to this bus stop, you must not touch food or water for 3 days. It's for you. It's not a doctrine. Come and sit down with me. Do Bible study. Sing, sleep. Your wife must understand. Your husband, in case you are the woman, your husband must understand that for the next 3 days, the Lord will help you. This is the gas. This is the matchstick. This is rice. This is oil. Don't knock this door. If not, thunder. As I enter the holiest of all, nobody must knock on this door. Anytime I tell my kids, don't go into my room, your mom is sleeping, one of them will be bold enough. And it's a lie. They will just be like, they wanted to pick something. They wanted to come and see their mom. They will eventually wake up. I don't know how my wife does it. And one of those few moments when I tell my wife, nobody should call me. Nobody will call me. I don't know how they do. Maybe I will ask them. My own, if I say, nobody should go there. From my computer, where I'm working, I'll just hear the door. Ah, the person has gone. The race of destiny overtaking is allowed. And there are certain aspects of becoming proficient and a master in the place of prayer and dwelling in God's glory, you can only master by experience. If not, did they give you oxygen, give you hydrogen, give you sulfuric oxide? Your heart will be saying, take sulfur, take sulfur, take sulfur, take sulfur. You just like sulfur. I like the way it sounds. Sulfur. Do you know sulfur? Do you know that hydrogen on its own is poison? Eh? That the only, even that some of these gases and all these things, they are poison. But when we mix them, we can use them. You have to understand these things. And you have to mentally take that journey. If not, you will shout amen for a long time. Because the requirements for what is in front of you may not actually be praying. It may be something that God expects you yourself to execute. It may be something that you need to execute on your own. And if you don't know what to do, there can be no room for trial and error. So let's look at John, Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, ask, verse 7, and you shall receive, and it shall be given to you. Now, let's start from here. These are three layers and three dimensions of securing whatever you want from God. And these are the words of Jesus. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. This particular quotation is a series of messages Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mount. And maybe we should take a series. It's a very boring series anyway. There are at least 13 principal messages or doctrines that Jesus taught on the mountain. That Matthew chapter, starting from Matthew chapter 5. This Matthew chapter 7 was still Jesus teaching. It was as though Jesus just took all his messages, gave us an abridged version. So I can assume that this particular message must have lasted for hours. Because if the chapters alone, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8, is one sermon, and Jesus spoke about many things. So I want to encourage you this week, read chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8. But among the things that he taught about was on prayer. And he told us, he said, ask and you shall be what? If you do not ask, you will not be. Don't say God knows my mind. Don't say God knows my mind. I don't wish bad. I don't wish evil to anybody. You will suffer. Ola Enuko. God sees my mind. I don't wish evil on any. I don't wish evil on anybody's child. You are a Zuzu. Yeah. Some of you forget that I'm on social media. You are a Zuzu. See, I don't wish evil. Does that stop the devil from doing you? Doing my will. You just want to run out of the door with AI, enter aeroplane and take off. After effect. This is very soon. You will need to be adding to every post generated by AI, generated, because right now we're already getting confused. I don't know if you are the real person I'm so, or maybe it's your avatar that came to church. So you say that pastor is always talking. Oh, your avatar, come and go to church. Come and go to church. Make sure you take note too. As he's talking, just be doing like this. If you know serious for church, you go to shout. Say, oh yeah, yeah. Charge your batteries. Don't go and shut down there. I'm not a pastor of robots. I'm a pastor of human beings. In case we find out 5 years from now, robots can now attend church. Keep your robot at home. Because we'll get there. We're almost there, actually. This first layer is the lowest layer of prayer. And there is one, not lowest, but foundational. And there is one primary item that the Lord, among other things, wants us to ask for. When he says to us, ask, and you shall receive. There was one thing he had on his mind. He asked for, that layer has to do with asking for the good thing. Matthew 7:8 calls it the good thing. But other versions say the Holy Spirit. So for you to begin your journey with God in the place of prayer and to secure your destiny, the first thing God expects you to secure is the Holy Spirit, but we'll get there. Please look for another version of this quotation that talks about God will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Then when it's time, you project it. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, which means that there are certain things, certain matters within your ecosystem. All you need is simple faith. I said simple, but faith is not simplistic. Because faith itself is a journey. You ask someone, do you believe? He said, I believe. But there was a man that had a problem. Jesus asked him, do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe. He said, help thou. I just believe. But Baba, Sakpa, Baba, help me. My faith no go cry. Baba, I'm here. Twale, Baba. If I say my faith, and my faith is not enough. If I say my faith, but my faith is actually doubt manifesting as faith, masquerading. I can say I have faith, but the situation in my life, I'm already feeling overwhelmed. Yeah, Baba, help thou my unbelief. Because there's a process to faith, and what is the scripture teaching us? The scripture said that faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing till the word of God is produced. You hear by the word of God. You sit down with scripture. You sit down hearing God's word like I'm hearing it. Because the doctor tells you, unless we operate your body, this fibroid will not go. You see that thing you heard? It's like a stone, a big stone. They tied around your neck. So even when I tell you, you can be healed. What you are hearing is the doctor's voice. Unless we operate you. You must come to that place in your walk with God where no matter the limitation, you will never turn away from Jesus. This fast started on the 6th of July, a Sunday. I woke up that morning and I could not hear with my ears. Did you notice anything that Sunday? Only the media team. You should make sure. I still could not hear anything. Pastor Tokwe and my wife, we are the only ones who knew. I woke up that morning. It has never happened to me before. Last Sunday, same thing. It was this last week, Wednesday, I was free. But you saw me online. Abby, Where my head said, power, Holy Ghost! I could not hear it. If you talk to me, I'll be staring at your mouth. Because I know what I asked you. If you are responding, I can read your lips. I hear you like you are far away. So if you are talking to me in a noisy place, I will not hear you. How many of you sent me messages and I did not respond? Some of you sent me voice notes. Some are even angry with me now. Some people kept saying, Pastor, how far? Mama, all that time, I know they hear anything. If I pick, I say, wait till you talk, wait till you talk. You would think it's network. No, be network. Oh. Now my own network, Faye. But I'm the pastor. I brought the case before the Lord. I said, the Lord said, this one, not be by miracle. Go to the hospital. I was not supposed to suffer this long. But it was after I was free, I knew why the thing lasted 10 days. It was a sign. It was not convenient, but it was a sign. Your current level of spiritual hearing now needs upgrade. We need to upgrade you. You are okay, but for what is coming, you need to be hearing at a higher level. Before we say, you have picked it. So that was the sign given to me. 10 days of this fast. Some of you say, Shalom, Pastor. Grace, Pastor. I'll just say, hello, Baoni. I will not talk. You call, I will not pick. You thought I ignored you. If I picked the call, I wasn't hearing anything. You don't know how needy you are spiritually. You don't know how dependent on the Holy Spirit you must be. Can you imagine? Flying in the air and your pilot cannot read it, what is on the dashboard. You just say, this thing, the movie I watched, there's one movie like that I saw the dashboard that we're even talking about. Okay, so are you the pilot? Say, you are using Manifest. Season 1 to 9, I'll be 10. How many seasons? 7 or whatever. Whatever, I will not watch that movie. I will not watch it. Don't kill me. You mean you are not a trained? And I have certificate. You have certificate. But you don't know what's on the dashboard. How can you claim to be a spiritual giant and you are unskilled in processing spiritual data? How? What is it about you that your husband should be afraid of? Or you don't know there should be something about you, about how far you have walked with God. When your husband looks at you, he knows there are lines he cannot cross. That this one, if you tell you that, it will not work. Go and pray, it will still not work. Because your response is not coming from a place of wickedness, it's coming from a place of spiritual data processing. You have put the matter before the Lord. In 1 second, 3 minutes, you don't look at it. Don't do it. Do you know these things? We have been training for years. We didn't just get here. You've not seen men who told their side or whatever that, look, I love you, but I cannot stay with you. What we are doing here is it's arrangement too. I'm going back home. That woman. Because if what you have to offer is all there is, the day that man sees something about you that other women don't have, he will prioritize it. Men are value driven. We don't waste time with shenanigans. If a man cannot make up his mind about you in less than a month, throw him out. It doesn't take men one day. Men can smell very deep. Even if they don't enter, but they look at you, they talk for 5 minutes. This one. Elderly women also have that instinct. They'll see the daughter, their son brought, they'll say this one. Go and check. 90% of the time, they will be right. It's something that grows with, for women, you develop it with time. for men is there. But spiritual instinct, you see the way you, there are some crops you cannot put directly, plants you cannot put directly on the farm. You have to put them in a nursery. Huh? Tina, let me tell you how to do it. If you have a gift of word of knowledge, are you hearing me? Do you know what the gift of word of knowledge is? It gives you the ability to know what is happening in the past in somebody's life. Prophets use it. It also gives you the ability to know what is going on in their life now. If you have that gift, and the gift is on a scale of 10, 10 being the highest, your gift is on level 2, which means it's still very young. It's a small gift. You will put the gift mentally before you like this. That's how I grow my gift. Now, you are being trained. Don't tell anybody. I don't know why they are pressing me again. That gift is weak. You have a gift of dreams, but the operation of that gift is low. That's why the enemy can still manipulate you. Church is quiet. Are you hearing me? You put the gift before you like this. Gift of word of knowledge. Look, that gift can even be a gift, a technical gift, like fashion, designs, artistic gifts, coding, programming skills, gifts. It can be anything. Once it involves your mind and your hand, your mind being able to visualize and see, put that gift in front of you. Your boss will always keep asking, how did you come up with this concept? He will never know. Go on Envato. Go and use Devin software. You will not find it there. This one won't be one. The angels brought this one. You put the gift like it. Shabalada Kosutaya. Pastor, I don't know any time I want to pray. I always get tired. Your prayer life has no purpose. That's why you are always tired after 5 minutes. Your prayer life has not found a purpose. There is nothing that your prayer life gravitates around. Your prayer life can gravitate around spiritual development. Your prayer life can gravitate around divine encounters, knowing God intimately. Your prayer life can come around and gravitate around and making impact among the nations. Whatever it is the Lord has laid before you, put it before you. When your mind begins to drift and your mind is telling you, system tired, system rebooting. Say, you will not reboot in Jesus' name. This is why we are here. Rabatak, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Then you know Satan will not allow you to come back tomorrow. You will not call Pastor Barra. Barra, how tomorrow be? Can we pray for 1.5 hours? This is why I want us to pray. Ah, Barra, it's okay. I love this. After service, your own plan is that you will pray first. Tell Barra is 1.5 hours, but let's flow in the spirit. You see that let's flow is an open statement. Because you know that Barra, if you give him 5 minutes, you know that Pastor Gwinga, if he says 1 p.m. we will finish, we'll be done. You know, at least 1:15, 1:20. Yes, because I found that in the spirit. Now, you know, I told you, you may need to listen to this message again because I'm putting a lot of things together. And I want you to be truly spiritually empowered. The power is in you. But what it takes to deploy it is what we are talking about now. Now, I found out that in spiritual things, in the spiritual realm, if there is a target set for something, if you meet that target, you get minimal reward. In fact, you will get the man that Jesus gave 5 talents. What did he come back with? Huh? He came back with 10. The one with 2 came back with 4. What did Jesus give them? He gave the other one 10 cities, right? I'm showing you the reward system and calculation of heaven. Are you with me? Because someone say, where is the Bible? Well, show me where it is in the Bible. I will not show you. I will not show you. Go and read your Bible. Anyone you have. You can start from Maccabees if you like. Read. Start from anywhere. The one with four cities that came back with four, which was 100% of the investment God put in him, the talent, the gift. God gave him four cities. Which means, if you get 100%, if you hit your mark, let's assume in terms of prayer, you set out to pray for 1 hour. Let's assume your capacity is normally 45 minutes, but you decide to stretch and you hit 1 hour. Based on this calculation, what will God give you? 1 hour with 100%. Let's assume the equivalent of that 100% is 100% increase in your anointing. Let's say you are currently on 10%. You move to what? 20%. Alright? What I noticed is that, go back to that story. There was a particular brother Jesus said, the ruler said they should take the one that didn't do well. So they should take the talent in his hands. Who did Jesus say they should give it to? The ones that did well. Abi? Then someone said, okay, this one's already okay. Say no. In my kingdom, we reward those who do well. Jesus wanted to move 10 to 11. It didn't work for the 11th. That 11th, that token that was going to be added to him, the man did not work for it. Please, are you with me? What he worked for was for 10 and he was rewarded. But when there was opportunity, when there was allocation left, when there was a space, there was enough, there was grace that must be deployed. Maybe today in the Central Bank of Heaven, the allocation of grace is to the tune of $7 trillion. All your prayers only took $2 trillion. There's allocation of what is left now? 5. Out of $7 trillion, you have $5 trillion. Everything we did today, that people all over the world, they prayed and did everything, they withdrew only grace of $2 trillion. Now, we must do account. Credit the central bank, debit and do the credit postings. But there is somebody, as at the time when they were balancing account, he was still there. You see that extra one talent? That's what I'm trying to account for. That every time you continue from where others stopped, are you seeing it? You agreed with God it will be 3 hours. Then you took a stretch, 3 hours, 30 minutes. God said, who are those that are there? Oh yeah, today is Christmas, allocate. That extra 30 minutes, you didn't work for it, is what we call grace. That's why when we say pray for 1 hour, you should extend slightly if you have this. Train yourself to extend slightly. A time will come, if you say you want to pray for 3 hours, your extension time will be 1 hour, which will be 4 hours. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I know you want to watch that new episode. I said initially, when you start, grace extension will be 5 minutes. You want to pray for 30 minutes, you pray for 35. God will give you something. 1 hour. Are you here? Somebody has switched off. He said that one is his own. This is the difference. This is the difference between Ayo Babalola and all those American preachers that always tell you on one program, I went to heaven, I saw Jesus. Don't you see them? They are always going to heaven. Their lives are never moving forward. You saw Jesus. Jesus argued. Jesus gave you gift. You saw Michael. You saw Paul. You saw all of them. And they approve homosexuality in your country. If the way you people are seeing Jesus in this America is the way he comes, is it only your country that Jesus... Now what for now? Now only Nigerians. And you know they tell now, say, now homosexual is no good. All of them will be Jimmy. One of them even said, Jesus apologized to him. I say, you. You, small boy. Because the church the boy attends, they teach them to invent visions. I want someone to provoke me. Let me enter that area. I will enter that street and drag all of them now. The boy said he had a vision. Just now said, that thing your friend did to you, I'm the one that did it. And so I'm sorry. See, just, then I put it on YouTube. Jesus apologized to me. Hey, see the way people are watching. I say, you and those watching you, something is wrong with you. The Jesus that John saw, that he fell down like a dead man. Oh God, what? You saw a familiar spirit. Which Jesus? Your introduction to who God is must first be as a king. Who are you? See, Jesus told me, I'm sorry for hurting you. Now, man, they talk. I want to say, now, woman. Now, man, they talk. Ah. And the interviewer said, come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me more. I saw that chapter in your book. All of them was right book. Ayobabla doesn't have time for those ones. His own is that if you bring him food and make the mistake of saying, pray over this food before we eat, that means you will not eat that day. All those fathers, we had our own revival here before the white man came. We had our own revival. Ayobabla prayed on food for hours out of anger. Everybody left the house. I went to eat somewhere. By the time Baba finished, he was already sweating. In Jesus' name, we look at Jesus in Africa. People have gone to sleep. They woke up. Baba was, Oluwa, God, the nations, revival. Sir, we just want to have dinner. Don't want to more chop. Now, you are in the house. Is it a crime to say, oh, pray over this food? Baba said, make you pray. Oluwa, 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 Oba, Oba, Oluwa, Oluwa. Ah! The child will say, Mama, I've always told you, don't allow daddy to be saying prayer when we want to eat. See what you have got. I will leave this place. I will leave. Ah! 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours. Ah! What are we doing here? Is here a prayer meeting? Imagine that your Babalola is your pastor. y'all don't jam you. Ayobabla, you came to a church in the US thinking you came to a yuppie church only to hear that Ayobabla appeared to me, my vision, lay hands on me. Let us pray. Let us pray was the only thing you heard. One of our sons here moved to the UK. He said, Pastor, my church is just like Harvest World. Ah, that's so. He said, but there's one problem. Same time the spirit wants to start moving, Pastor just climbed the altar and say, in Jesus' name, we have worshiped. I said, what? And the church also has Harvest as part of their names. I said, tell me something, bro. He said, anytime the spirit begins to move, Pastor just climbed the altar. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I pray that this experience will go with you. I say, what happened? Tell me. He said, apparently, spirit cannot move easily in the UK. Because everybody, they follow train. Everybody, they follow train. If you miss your train, say they follow spirit. The next train are 3 hours. So people know, Oga, the Holy Spirit, this experience will continue. Say, pastor self, they work for Sunday. So, if you, this spirit will not control her, the pastor will be sacked. He will miss his shift. I say, oh, yeah. He said, Pastor, if you call UK, may you get radio. Say, they miss train here. I say, I don't Nigeria, I know enter train. Say, you go enter, you go buy ticket. Go enter train. Taya, you go enter train. I say, so your pastor is anointed, but he cannot deploy the anointing. I say, why? Because of time. Because of time. The moment you put a timer on God, Satan will now raise the bar. If you really want to pray, just know that you are coming. Give yourself 3 days, 4 days. Don't, if you know it's a problem, carry your bag, go to the church, lock your, stay with those in church who want to pray. Be serious people, not Mama Preshi in your compound. That is always fighting with people. Anytime you want to ascend into higher heavens, Mama pray, she will be the one quarreling with somebody and distracting you. Pack your bag, go to church. If you people find me a PA in this church that will be on salary, I can tell him, come and open the church during the week. Come and open the church. People can come in and pray. But people no go turn up. So, more just they look and see, David. Americans, you cannot understand this one. Let's begin to wrap up. It is when you begin to pray, you will realize that there are certain things that simply asking may not deliver. Initially, You may have some experiences, where, especially when you're just a new Christian. Father, I'm not feeling well. Bam, you are well. Father, I'm trusting you for money. I want to go out. Somebody just come, give you 5,000. Baba, I'm hungry. The people give you may not have, but God will use anybody around you to settle you. Then later, you're telling people, I know the God I serve. And before I talk, he answered me. Even Jamaica, he joined them, they laugh. You're just a baby. Then one day you now wait, because you know that if you pray 5 minutes, God will turn up. You now pray again. You call, Baba, you'll be hearing it like a train. Like it's not in Nigeria. Like, Baba, say, no, China. Baba, I need money. You say, we know if you transfer here. What that story is failure. What I'm telling you is that you prayed, God did not answer. You now trek. Because you needed that money to go to church. You now trek. When you got to church, you sat up and said, nobody must sleep. You slept. Because you have mastered something that is no longer working. That is God's first sign to you that it's time to grow. So when you begin to pray like that and it seems it's no more working, my brother, the operating system now requires you to upgrade. That thing will not work for you again. It may work for your child. It will not work for you. That is when you now go into the second level. Seeking. This is a very advanced software that you, if you can deploy. This is a very powerful software. It's very advanced. It is not open AI. This is Grok 4. You know Grok 4? You don't know Grok 4. Okay. When we bring out our robot now, you will know. Do you know Grok 4? Wait, is this a joke? Do you know Grok 4? You are just saying yes. I'll fail all of this as all of you fail. There's one guy I used to see on TikTok. He's a professor, always collecting bribe. Listen to me. Put up that scripture. What I'm sharing with you, I've not even touched it, but let's just lay it to rest. Oh yeah, Matthew 7. Verse 7. Quickly. He said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek, that's the second level, and you will what? This is a type of prayer on whose strength is in becoming very investigative. You have prayed. You have genuinely asked the Lord, but you did not get a valid response. You are getting system error, Java error, JavaScript, 404, error 404. So now we need to take it deeper. The word seek there suggests that you are now on a mission. Why is this thing like this in this family? Like the family I prayed for, where nobody lives beyond 60 years. That woman I prayed for is the first to cross that barrier. Now others are crossing. It's a problem. It may be a problem and you may not even know, because you are not really taking into account the age where your uncles are dying, people are dying. You just feel like it's when God, it's not everybody that died that God killed. Most people die prematurely. Yes, most people. Very few people die at their right time. And 93 can be premature. Yes, if God still has certain things for you to do, if you die before then, it's premature. Seek and you will find suggests that your answer is tied to some level of research. How do I personally carry out this function? Are you with me? I'm giving you industry secret. First of all, your heart and your mind, and I hope you are capturing these things, your heart and your mind must be in a state of rest. Don't allow the situation agitate you. So if I get to this point, the first thing I do is I look for a very powerful song. Songs that invite God's presence. Huh? Make my life whole again. Spirit move over me. I will start with a song like that, just to calm my mind and become, I now develop a spiritual sense of recognition. I'm able to recognize God's presence around me. Songs are powerful. That's why you shouldn't just jump on any song because it's trending, especially if it's a worldly song. Songs are headed by spirits. When I get to that point and I have ventilated with that song, and I am now in a place ready to pray, because I want to deploy this second principle, I'll pray for a while, then I'll stop praying. I will now sit down. Still pray, you know, but I'll sit down and I'll begin to meditate. Meditate, pray in tongues. Meditate, pray in tongues. Meditate on scriptures, pray in tongues. Meditate. I'm telling you how this thing works. So. What are we looking for? We are seeking. The answer, please, can I borrow your book, sir? Do you have another book here? Any other book, please? Busayo, put these two books, the Bible and this book. Now, imagine that the layer of information we are looking for is in this Bible, which is the third book here. But this is how it is presented to me. So meditation is, I'm familiar with the three books. Sometimes I open a particular chapter. You see, what I'm describing to you is that meditation is a muscle. If you don't train it, I just said something. Meditation is a muscle. It's a mental muscle. If you don't train it, you will not be able to use it for long. The same thing, prayer is a muscle. If you don't train it, when you hear 3 hours, it will sound like 30 years. One of my daughters here told me that she prayed for the first time in 3 hours yesterday. If it was your first time, please wave to me. 3 hours. God bless you, man. God bless you. Can you imagine? And I have to commend you. You were standing throughout. Kai, shame did not allow me to sit down. When I saw you and your sister, oh my God, your sister, Alfred, where is, your sister is a prayer warrior. I've never seen her. She just stood there with a tambourine. Alfred, you know, there are some things you have said to me that I now know the value. We talked about working out some time ago, going to the gym. And I realized that if your bones are not strong, you can't stand for 3 hours old with all these Indomie people are eating. Alfred, God bless. You know, it just occurred. I was looking at you yesterday. I looked at your sister. I said, this is the thing Alfred is saying. Imagine you always work out in the morning. Some people, you walk from your bed into the kitchen. You don't walk out, you walk in. And so that you don't feel guilty, you say it quoting Bible. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice. And we are glad as you are seeing the Irish potato, you are picking one. I am a blessed man. You'll be quoting Bible. The blessing of the Lord, Ororo, is over my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see your charity. Daddy, come like that. Why not? Why not? Why not? Some daddies are crooks. Those things are nice. However, if you intend to be praying like this, Alfred, for a long time, you must have strong bones. So now you must start a gym for Christians, where our Christian life will be protected. Because, let me not deviate. Because when we are seeking, your mind is not used to staying on a matter for hours. You will just see that manifest movie, it will jump in. That new episode that came flashing at you, that movie will be interesting. The customer that you called and did not pick your call. The moment you want to focus like this, you will start remembering everything. The devil is a liar. Have you not experienced it when praying? You start, it's as if, you know, you used to think you forget something. That period, you will remember everything. The ability to meditate is a muscle in your body. You must train it. One of the ways that can help you, if you have a whiteboard in your house, so a board where you can write, take your marker, write the thing boldly in capital letter, what you are meditating about. You can write the scriptures. You can write the request on your life, on your heart. This is what I want God to talk to me. Write it so that even when you sit down and you are meditating, if you get distracted, sometimes why meditate, you even forget why you came. What you came with is not where you will end. So you need to write it out. Put the main scripture, put whatever it is, put it on the board. Don't put it on your notepad because the devil is wicked. Sometimes when you hold the notepad, you just mistakenly press delete. Otilo. Get a board or something that is visual. Put it there to drive your focus. For instance, how do I establish this? Daniel said, I discovered by books that the time for the captivity of God's people was supposed to be what? 70 years. But there is a matter. God also promised the Israelites when they were in Egypt that they would spend 400 years. But they ended up spending 430 years. Which means the child that they gave birth to in the 401st year was not supposed to be born in captivity. That means children born 30 years will be born into challenges and problems in that family, even though God already said that siege was over. Which means even though there is prophecy, if you are not spiritually trained, you are not spiritually intelligent, your deliverance time can be moved forward. So Daniel will not make the mistake that Moses made or that Israelites made. He said, I began to study by what? By books. That was the description I gave you here. You are searching. You have your Bible in front of you. Sometimes the Lord will tell you, go and get a book by Kenneth Hagin. Go and get a... It may even be a book by a Nigerian Christian author. All right? Name somebody in our generation. Maybe Ernest Paul. All right? Ernest Paul. Doctor, look, you just get... The Lord may lay something on you. Just go and look for it. Stop arguing with your keypad and say, I will look for it on... Hello? The instruction is clear. Go and look. If you don't know, go to Nike. You argue till you extend by 30 years. Come on, say God forbid. Do you know how much time 30 years is? A child of 30 years is married though. Huh. Come on, say God forbid. Say not anymore. You imagine that God is telling that you are not supposed to be born into this thing. It was your parents. Eh? It was your uncle. It was your grandfather. It's avoidable. You must be spiritually trained. David cannot assume, when I wear Saul's armor. Did we train you with that? Since I've been training you in the desert, which day did I give you spear? Which day did I give you shield? What is wrong with you? Because you came into the midst of people, you now forget your own consecration. You forget the things that me personally, I trained you with. What's wrong with you? Anything I train you with will kill Goliath. Anything I have trained you with that you have mastered will kill Goliath. Anything I have trained you with that you have stayed with me in the backside and you have mastered, it may be small, it may be a stone, it may be a sling, I will use it. I will bring Goliath down. By now, you should be able to say, okay, this kind of problem, if I go into my prayer room for one day, I'll come out with answer. How will you know the measurement if you are not even trying it? Daniel said, he began to study by books. One of the things that books will do for you is that they provoke meditation. You start thinking. Because as you are reading, as you are studying, your mind is processing the information that is coming into your mind. Are you with me, please? Should we share the grace here? Because they be like, make I keep on so that now let me go there and enjoy them. Let me keep. So you people come to church next week. The word of God is deep. The word of God is wide. Worship is wide. Amen. Daniel, by revelation, and by all the prophecies that Jeremiah and all those guys gave, knew that these people would be in captivity for 70 years. So what do we do? They went to look for all the prophecies. Oh, are you with me? All those things that you wrote that God said concerning you, some of them you got them while you were in church. Bring it up. Those are the things that will form your strong reasons. Hey. Did you hear me? Those are the things that I say, Lord, 2015, you said this through God's servant. This one you showed me in a dream. This is why I must be free. The best argument to present to God is what he himself told you. Come on, say, I hear you. The best argument you can present to God is not how your situation, how bad your situation is. That which he told you in your own private space. When you bring, yes, I said this one. Yes, okay. Open the door, let her come. Daniel studied by books. We will stop here. I will not go to the third one. We'll stop here. Because this one, if you learn this one, you will go far. You're already a master's degree student if you get this one. Now, it is very possible that Satan may attack your mind. It is very possible for a person's mind to be crippled spiritually. The only thing you find that you are able to process is lust. Some people, if they sit down like this, they have taken you to Paris. You are already in Paris. Now, they are inside this room. Maryland, Lagos. They have imagined themselves with you, Fatima, coming down from the aircraft and being welcomed in French. Somewhere, what are the popular hotels there? They just check. You see yourself checking in, paying with your card. You see, some of you have traveled already. You are there. You have landed at somewhere in Paris. Tomorrow now you are going to the beach. I know those people, they don't send you anyhow you want, they go give you. See yourself, Francine. But when guys don't have to be telling you are wearing bikini, you are just I can see you. I can see you. I will not talk, but I want you to know I can see you. You can travel in your mind, but when they say meditate on scripture, you only read 3 verses. The next will be, my Lord, okay. Holy. It can happen to you if you're a pastor. If you go and rent house, you say it's cheap. Where they put a speaker in front of your door. You have a very big speaker. Anytime they bring light there, there is that speaker that will tell the community. See, let me tell you, sometimes you will pay more. Just go to a place where your life will be safe. you if you like, pray for servants, they will press you there. Demons will press you. Because you pray for 3 hours, but you are hearing that sound for 10 hours. You don't know, the one who stays on the journey more is the leader. See, I know what I know. I know where I believe. Even I sat down with Satan, we laughed at you. You must understand that spiritual things are spiritual laws. Spiritual things, when you hear spiritual things, we are talking about spiritual laws. And the law you deploy can either aid you or break you. So if your mind is crippled, and you find that any time you try to meditate on God's word, or you want to go on an extensive journey of investigation, searching. And there are two parts to this searching. He said, if you search, you will find. Two things. Number one is your use of the scripture. Number two is when you search by revelation. Are you here now? Searching by revelation. So you sit down on a spot. You must have a quiet place you can sit down. Now I am getting used. I can't remember last time I turned off my phone, but since this encounter I had for 10 days, I now know that there is a blessing that comes with turning off your phone. At least the phone is even happy. You know, you restart, reboot, you know. Enjoy watching the phone come up when you turn it on. If the matter is important, they will wait for you. I will find a seat somewhere. I put two or three scriptures concerning the matter we are looking for in front of me. Why are we having limitations in this company? Are you with me? Why is my business not growing beyond 5 million naira every year? I will look for scriptures. Through prosperity shall my kingdom spread abroad. I will write it out. I will charge it to your friend. Use it. There's even a new one now. It's called Nexus AI. That is even more powerful. Go and use it. Write scripture. Find three or four that are powerful. Put it on the board like this. Now sit down. Take a worship song. Once your spirit ventilates, begin to pray in tongues. You are holding one scripture like a capsule. Chew it. And you are praying in tongues. You don't know what God will show you. You are not imagining anything. Just meditate. Let the Holy Spirit himself open the doors and say, see. If you learn this key long enough, a time will come. Like Daniel, you'll be able to tell the king's man, give me one night. When Daniel told that man, don't cut my head, give me one night, I will tell you the king's dream. Was it God that told him? Was it God that told Daniel? But Daniel had proved it. He had done it so many times. He knows what it means. He knows the kind of result he generates if he prays overnight. Meanwhile, you may go online and find social media pastors because they want to look acceptable to the world. Let me tell you, they killed your master. They will not spare you. If you're a pastor and you want to be loved by the world, I want to remind you that your master, Jesus Christ, they killed him. If they spare you, you did not belong to Jesus. The world cannot love you, especially when they know what you stand for. If they love you like that, they don't mind what you are saying. Preach about righteousness. Preach about holiness, they say, okay. Then, but if you go and preach about holiness, if they don't stone you. But may I remind you, for those of you trying to be like the world, your master, the one you say you are following, Jesus, was killed. So choose this day who you will serve. Sit down all the scripture like a capsule. We need to break the 10 million naira mark in this company. We need to break the siege of poverty in this company. There is something we need to know. There is an information we need to get that we take us there. There is a product we need to develop. There is a business, something we need to add to what we are already doing in our business. There is an information that is beyond us at the moment because we don't know what it is. But if that idea, the scripture says, whatsoever is born of God, overcome it. So whatsoever idea, whatsoever vision is given to you by God. But I need to stay with him. Look for scriptures. Maybe you are trusting God for breakthrough in your health in a particular. Sit down with the scripture. Pray in tongues. You don't know what the Holy Spirit. Don't imagine. my phone, I am here. Oh God, he will not talk to you in the first 1 minute. So calm down. Pray. As you meditate, be taking the scriptures like capsule. Be meditating. Be meditating. Be meditating. The Spirit of God told us in Joshua chapter 8, he said you must meditate upon the word day and night. That is the official requirement. 600 mg morning, 600 mg milligram evening. Basic requirement for meditation. Do you know this requirement is not met by most of us? Do you agree with me? And you say God is not talking. Look at the result that follows meditation. When you do it day and night, God says what? You shall have what? Good success. Not just success. Excellent one. Something that is enviable. Which means that if I can sit down with the word of God on any matter, look, start from the logos, what is already written. Start from there. You will break into Rhema. Rhema means what God is saying now. Logos means your Bible, what is already written. You start from what is written into what is revealed. You start from what is written and proceed into what? What is being revealed. This revelation you are getting now will be your own revelation. It will be God's solution crafted for this problem. Ah, God, I notice I always forget it easily. Enter the inner chambers. Get scripture. The memory of the just is blessed. Get scriptures. Get scriptures. Put it on the board. Then put your phone aside. Your mind is open. You don't know what God will say. You don't know what the instruction God will give. Don't program the Holy Spirit. It's a temptation. It's a temptation. Just because we came here last Sunday and people fell on that does not mean this Sunday. Be open-minded. Let God do whatever he wants to do. However he wants to do it. He may choose to answer you not from there. Through somebody. Through somebody. Have you ever had a conversation with your friend and it was as if God was talking to you? As though what you prayed about, God was using someone to tell you what to do. So what are you talking about? The basic requirement, all level requirement for meditation is day and night. If you want to enter advance, it's not day and night. All night. All night. Daniel said, then the thing was revealed to me. And I saw the king's dream. So while he was there, he did not sleep. The realm started opening. You see, it is a realm. Once it cracks, you will know. It will crack and open. He said, then the revelation was given to me. They handed it to him. You can't make it up. We pray to a level. They open, say, this is what you are looking for. Take. See, I saw the king's dream. He saw into the king's mind. That is something God does not do with anybody. To show you what somebody else is thinking. He did it for Daniel. Daniel was not born again. Are you here? This is a lot to unpack. Oh. You need to go back and listen to this message and settle down with it. These are industry secrets. Oh. And let me tell you, no matter how developed you are in them, there's always a level ahead of you. Yes. Yes. You cannot deploy spiritual warfare successfully without the gift of the Spirit. Write it down. You cannot deploy spiritual warfare to the point of victory without the gift of the Spirit. There must be a gift in your life that God will use to be telling you what is going on. That's why you must listen to what I'm telling you. This one is not preaching. I'm training you now. Things you can go home and practice. Not, oh, you must ascend to the high heavens. How, sir? He will not tell us. You must be, oh, the glory of God. How, sir? He will not tell. God, he doesn't know. This This is why I protect my heart from all these wayward songs. I protect my heart because I know I'm easily moved. So I protect myself. You can sing a song and enter fornication. What are you talking about? Those songs that before they bring them out, they've offered them to idols so that the songs will go far. I didn't like this. You. I say, when I begin to meditate, I must wage war against spirits that cripple intelligent meditative process. Are you with me? There are spirits because of the type of things you have done with your mind. Over time, you may find that you may struggle with being able to meditate for long. Most of us cannot even do 30 minutes. It's difficult. 30 minutes, what are you talking about? 15 minutes, you might not, because it's a quiet process. Some of you are even, because I can see you smiling. You realize that 15 minutes is like 150 hours. For you to be quiet and to hold the thought. Oh, my brief, we must learn it too. And we have a psychologist here, amen. Hallelujah. So you come and I'll come and see you. You will explain some things to me. Because this is a mental process. Most of us are used to allowing our mind roam free. Our mind is usually free to do his own yahoo, to do whatever he likes. Now, the instruction is that you can retool the mind. You can retrain it to be submissive to your spirit. You hold a scripture. If you have a good speaker in your Bluetooth speaker and you must invest in it, go and look for money, borrow. Buy a good Bluetooth speaker, not the one that will be blowing your ears like an Orlando Award. No. There's one musician in those days that we used to dance to. Orlando Owo. And he's from Owo. He's a good man. But when you hear his voice, only some people can dance to it. There's all those speakers, those boys that are mushing there. Those Fuji. You don't need that kind of speaker. Those speakers we use for reception at weddings. You can't preach with it. Rapat. They have to tune it differently. Why you got to go to the show? I'm multi-talented. God just said this one. When I use chain, tie in leg, drag him, make you enter my kingdom. This one, he get too many talents. Some of you didn't see that coming. I don't like that pastor. It's too spiritual. Come and see my other side. I used to ask my other, if I'm not to, how do you feel? Baba lagbao, Baba lagbao, Baba lori le aye, Baba lagbao, why? See where Jesus brought me from. You like this one? You go and ask him that. How Jesus sweat over my life for me to reach here. And the thing never come up, finish. Oh. He's still there, my body. Me, wait. My children, I let me not say something. Now, God just look at me and say, I will use you. I will use you. I've decided to use you. God, I don't know. We are coming from far. I will use you. I don't know where to keep you again. I will just shall use you. So meanwhile, you have not gone far. You say, hey, can God forgive me? Come, make I tell you a story. When will they go club? As Christians, they sneak go club for night. They'll be calling you. Where are you? You can't tell them where you are. But they die and say, can I get a smoke? Say, sure, give it to him. Christian. You don't follow that smoke, oh. Where you all look, you say, this specific bicycle. Say, oh, yeah. Your mind is there, you are supposed to be preaching to this person. That day, I say, I know they do it again.
Some of you are remembering all your atrocities now. Don't worry. I know, say your own sin past my own. Hallelujah. If you notice that when trying to meditate, you get to a point, it seems as though spirits are interrupting your that process. Stop the prayer. Ask for the fire of the Holy Spirit to engulf you and engulf your mind. Sometimes God wants to talk to you. Something is always interrupting that process. Sometimes you are dreaming. God is talking to you. At the critical moment, you will wake up. You will not get that full information. Bring fire into your dream. Tonight, when you are going to bed, just then you drop your phone and sleep. Before you yawn, say, Holy Spirit, as I sleep, oh yeah, let's go to the other side. Anything you want to show me, I'm around, I'm available. Go into your bed deliberately. Don't just go say, well, anything, whatever will be. You, they will carry you. They will spread, they will press you. Tonight, make it a habit. Come on, say habit. Make it a habit to go to bed asking the Holy Spirit to show me what is next. This organization, what do we need to do? Is there something we are missing out on? Holy Spirit, oh yeah, take the driver's seat. Oh yeah, as I sleep, effing on me. Nko tojo le ri effing on me. Nko teti o le gbo, eje ki gbo. Nko toko iyan o le kole ro ko gbe ja Oluwa effing on me. What is beyond the eyes of men? Show me. What is beyond the ears of mortal men? Let me hear it. What is locked in dimensions and dimensions upon dimensions? Bring it to me. As I go to bed, let that realm open over me. Let your angels surround this place. Let's go. Get used to it. You sleep. You wake up, you're saying, hey, they are scared. So I was fighting. You are not fighting a spiritual battle. The way you slept, we have seen it. If they pray, even if you have a dream, you cannot remember because the way we are looking at you, the thing is gone. You can retool your mind. You can be heavily anointed. Your mind will limit you. Yes. Say seek, you will find. You must develop a research-minded spirit, an investigative. Holy Spirit, this thing that is in the family, I want to know what caused it and how come this thing, not just this problem, the root. Where is this thing? If you are in a hurry, you can never get this one. That's the problem. You cannot do 3 days on your own. Then they say, come and do 3 days fasting and prayer in church. You say, my market, my shop. Okay. But you cannot cheat your way spiritually. That one you must know. As far as Goliath is concerned, Samuel was not meant to prepare David. David, we have to do that one. If David is now lazy, say, after all, they've anointed me, he will not be able to face Goliath. And if he does it, he will die. Because he wasn't trained. What God will use to bring Goliath down is something that you identify with in your moment of pain. There is something that you picked up spiritually in that season where you were suffering. When it seemed as if landlord pursued you from your house. When things were not, you had no money, you had nothing. There was something that was with you that God left. It could be singing, it could be song. It could be an unusual ability to pray. It could be something. You see that thing? That's what we kill Goliath. You don't get that kind of thing when you are comfortable. Oh. You see that moment when you are praying and you see for 3 months, 6 months, God did not answer you. There is something God left with you. It could be spiritual stubbornness not to give up. That thing is what will kill that Goliath. Look very well. You are listening to me. I want you to start thinking now. There is something already in you, and there's a sling. There is a stone.
You are not. God has not actually, but you are just not seeing writing. You are not seeing it. So you must pray against spirits that cripple spiritual activity or mental strength, things that make you weak mentally. You have to pray against them. Then you try again. Try again till the engine will start. Then fire. We don't know how long it took Daniel, but he continued. Do you know that sometimes your journey may take you to places you didn't plan to go to? Like going for a training. It may not be a spiritual training. No. It may not be a church training. No. But while sitting in that class, something will just, boom, this is it. This is what we are looking for. Then you now combine the spirit with it and you are good. This realm is available for us this morning. Amen and amen. This realm is available for us this morning. He who searches we find. Give me your hand, sir. He who searches we find. There are certain shortcuts. One of those shortcuts is impartation. If God waits for you to train yourself, it will take you 20 years. By impartation, they can move you 10 years forward. Then you continue from there. Impartations. So this morning, we're going to pray. And one of our prayers is that God will impart you and give you 10 years advanced movement. That God will place his hand over you. If the things that I'm saying to you, if they are true, that the Lord should confirm it and make you become spiritually intelligent. Sometimes you will not pray. You just look at something. You can see that thing will not work. You can see it. Others are saying, yes, let's do it like this. You already see that this thing will not work. You think it's your mind. It's an anointing. It's not your mind. It's an anointing. However, for there to be a search, there must first be a desire. You are looking for something. You want something. You want something. That desire will now lead you to take a journey. Start searching. How can I find this thing? How can I find it? How can I become prophetically strong like this? How can I become mentally sharp? How can I become both a king and a prophet? Such that when I'm in front of the computer, I am a king. They know me in my office that I'm good at what I do. But they also know that if there is another type of problem, Bara is there. How can I be a king and a prophet? Then we will go and decide who are the people like this in the Bible? Like David. Like Daniel. What were the things that constituted their spiritual habit? Then we start from there. Hallelujah. This matter is deep. And this river is deep. But we'll rest it here.